Sadiqa Khan from Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
That's agree on a date on which you will be coming to make a presentation. Hence, we agreed, ultimately agreed that you come at the end of February. Notwithstanding the fact that we may agree to get the document as early as possible. I mean, there's a lot of documents here today. And I really don't, you know, I don't know how you expect members, you know, to meaningfully or effectively participate in this deliberation when they were hardly given an opportunity to go through the document. It actually makes our work very difficult and it makes us ineffective. We also said to you, we really do not want to come to a situation where we will turn you back. We wanted to avoid that. Some of the documents we got them yesterday. When will we get the documents? And for us to be able to execute our duties, you know, effectively, we must be given, you know, enough time to go through them. Otherwise, we'll be just running through the documents. And just, you know, accepting, you know, documents that were never really, you know, worked hard on. And I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if members don't actually express. For instance, we are just getting this now. We are doing this. Implementation of the turnaround strategy, the revised one, it makes it difficult. Makes it very difficult.
Okay, I will be long, but I cannot but share the sentiments of you, especially with the department in turmoil as they are at present. As really chair, we were very lenient, and my words were in December. Let's be lenient on the department. Give them a chance to get their housing order, come back, and properly present to us. So since December, they knew that we needed the document. It was actually going to be early in February, at the end of February, and still things are not in order or in place. And if I could choose this morning, I would say the department must go back. They must let us have documentation in time, because, you know, I said last night, I believe me, as we say in Afrikaans, I can't even close to be referring, because I have so many documents. I tried to sort it out. I left the bundle at home where I work, and here again, something else is being shocked under my mind. There is a rule that it is 48 hours before meeting. And, you know, I think they must go back. They must go back. And they must come on their own expenses and present to us. Chair, it is useless allowing this department to go the route they are going. They will not improve. We want this department, and we are all fighting for it. But many times we also say, is it worth that we have a department like this that's not operating or that's not functional? Why can they not meet deadlines set? That's my goal. Why? I can just add to you, you know, we've got an excellent document here, and I tried to work through it because it made sense to me. Whoever drew up this document, what knows what needs to be done, knows what the department needs, and I've worked through this. It's a strategic. It's the strategic monitoring and evaluation strategy. It is an excellent document, Chair. I can show you I've worked through it, but I couldn't get very far with it too, because it was very late at night too when I worked through this. And you know, this needs to be workshopped with this department so that they can at least know where they're going, what is expected of them, and how to do things. So this is also a very important document, and we will not be able to work through everything today in this meeting if we need to be here after the one.
you know, this discussion, because in fact when I got home it was after 8, you know, we were all in the debate yesterday, and I first had a look at the document when it was about 8:30, and it's just too much, it's not in a distinct format, we're not quite clear what we are speaking to, so I'm not quite sure how we will actually do justice to this meeting as members of parliament, because I don't think we've been able to go through all the documents.
Thank you very much. I think all of our members, I want to agree with you, because we now have received this, revised copy of the implementation of the scenario. And I think it will be unfair for us really to proceed, like you are saying. Welcome, Honourable Minister. You have just come in when members are attending the department desk because of the late submissions of the documents. It's a whole lot of documents, and we have just now received an improved one. And members feel that the department must go back, and they must come back at their own expense to come and present it. Because, like I said when I opened last year, just before we arrived, we spoke lengthy, you know, at submission of a document that we needed, you know, very clearly so that we can be able to study them. And we it was very difficult even to agree on the date. Mother wanted them to come earlier in January.
Yes.
And we really had to plead with members to say, no, let them not come in January, let them come in February. However, documents must come in. And there's a whole lot of documents here that have been sent. Firstly, when they sent documents, the documents were not complete. The office had to, you know, communicate with them to say, these documents that we have sent are not complete. Can you please send us additional documents? Then they had to send the additional documents. Then yesterday morning we received another document. Now, just now we received the advice copy. Really, and members feel that we can't proceed with it. They need ample time to study the document. Therefore, we really have to ask the department to go back so that members can be able to look at the document, study the document, to be able to engage.
Committee has asked us to then that is the second to the second one that says Tena Rabu's ministry priority. That's when I would go into detail and we'll say how far we would pass and checking how far are we with stocking in detail. And the committee also asked for the audit and the same. We didn't want to say to the committee it's covered in the turnaround claim. We wanted to give you evidence of the dossier. That's the additional document. But we this one check. This is the document that says at all management meeting that highlights all the findings, the action plan, what we have done so far. But when you look at the report on the turnaround, some of these issues that are highlighted here are included in the turnaround, in the report that we gave the committee. So the fact that we have a number of documents is because we didn't want to say to the committee, no suggest, but there's no evidence. But the content wouldn't be covered by one of them, the one that was sent earlier. So, then there's the strategies that the committee asked for. That is also recorded on even the turnaround check, because remember, it was part of the things that we had to do to catch up with the outstanding issues. And those documents, as they still need, as we are saying, they still need to be confirmed and signed off internally. But we didn't want to say to the committee, the documents are in that form, they exist, but they don't have evidence. So it was an issue of coming out and opening up to the committee and saying, here is everything that we've done, but some documents are still in draft format. So instead of saying to you, it's available, but you don't see it. So it was an issue of establishing a trust relationship with the committee. But I understand and I agree that they are bulky and the committee needs to, they need time to look at the document. But the intention was not to get approval or endorsement, but it was just to allow the committee or let the committee know in real time that this is how far we are with the document, like give you the evidence. So with that, Chair, I really would like to plead, I don't think that if you allow us to present, it would be a waste, because if you had an opportunity to go through the first document that was sent 2 weeks ago, Chair, as agreed in December, Chair, I don't think you would then suddenly be finding new information.
Okay, Chairperson, we appreciate the evidence. But now, if the evidence comes yesterday, and we are supposed, like she was saying, that we finished in the house around very late, and you still have to, this is all the evidence. Okay, this one just came now. But this is all the evidence that we have to start based on the first document we sent. I mean, for us to have a fruitful interaction with some documents there that we read, there is a discrepancy. There is discrepancy. So imagine if I only studied one, I would only be able to ask questions that are relevant based on one document. But the whole first document that was on time is based on all of these. You know, that's where the problem is. Evidence has to be studied. You know, that is the problem. So that whatever you say, when I know the evidence and I've seen it, and like you say, something haven't been signed off. So you're able to also explain, and I can see that, okay, it was not signed off because we needed it before it was signed off. You know, such things. So the interaction won't be fruitful because there's so much, let me tell you, there's so much to study here and interact with you fruitfully.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Chairperson, and I would like to thank the DG for the explanation. I also just feel that, you know, these interactions between ourselves and the department is for us to give our comments, it's, you know, for us to be taken on board, but for also for us to work the team to take this department forward. And I really feel that, you know, with this information, I appreciate that the original document came 2 weeks late ago, but this information is too much for us to process in a few hours to be able to give meaningful contribution that will actually help the department to go forward. I also feel that the way that the documents are presented, it's a bit demagogic, to be quite honest. I'm not sure which one refers to what, or, you know, and really, it's so much. I think it could have also been presented as a little bit more of a compact that refers to certain addendums, or, you know, one document speaking to another. And I would really just like to appeal that next time it's a bit more clearer in how it's presented, because I'm not quite sure whether I'm also or Martha with these documents.
Chairperson, I still stand on what I said. I really stand on what I said, because this department has ample time to get into their mounting order, since we were very lenient to them in December, asking them to come back, present to us honestly what is happening. So that, and we did that because we wanted to assist so that we can make inroads with this department. It never happened. And truly, you know, I am not one that are confused with documentation, but even the researcher had to tell me what matches with what. I can't cook some stairs up in Martin. What I still say is that this strategic monitoring and evaluation strategy document is an excellent document. Whoever drew up this document knows what is needed for this department. Later, what I feel is, if this department goes back to finalize their presentation, who did this document, and if there is anybody in the team, instead of wasting the whole day or all the hours in the day, let this person present to us so that we can have clarity on where we want to go and what this department needs to do. Because this is really a good document.
Thank you, Chair. I think my colleagues have explained and said, my worry is that Deputy explains because she understands what she's talking about. It sounds so simple when she talks. And she wants us to understand the way she understands it. Like now, I don't know how many I have here. If she's the other one, I'm saying as the other one. What I'm proposing is, can't with due respect, the department go back and get what it counts on that, and to know that when they give us documents, they want us to read it. They want us to understand it. They want us to but the way the papers are, the way we change in the morning, we change in the day, and we come with so many papers in front of us. That's what we are doing. So I'm making an appeal. I also want to say that,
thank you. It is not that we want to try and be very funny about this.
We are serious about the challenges facing this department, and we want to help, but how do we help if every time we fall prey to them and allow them to get away with murder? I'm sorry, Chair. I'm honest if I say I cannot sit in this meeting any further. I would love to, and I'm referring again to this SME strategy plan that was also presented, that I tried to work with, if you really want them to do it. But with all the documents that came in afterwards, it was really confusing. And we as members also need to do research. We cannot rely on the researchers to do our work. We are here for a specific reason. And if we want to keep this department and help this department to get forward and at least to better themselves, we need to have new inputs for them to take their forward. If they do it today, or if they come back, it will be one and the same thing again. I can assure you, because it seems to me the officials are not serious about doing what they need to do. They are not serious. Oh, what is the problem then that this department cannot produce? So I'm sorry, I can't show you.
I don't know. You know, last year we asked them, January, and the Chaplain said, "No, we stay." We said, "Okay, yes." And suddenly now they come, still they come with documents that are coming. We just said now they send a document that doesn't have any meat. Now what do you want? A document that doesn't have any meat. We want a document with meat. Okay, we do have documents, okay? Some of them have meat. But it came now, some of them. Really, the checker said, we are not fine. It's not that we are fine. Mm-hmm. But this department are not taking themselves serious. That is why we are not taking serious outside. People are not taking us serious. Mm-hmm. It's because of such things. Please, we love our department, but please, this department must really do their job. And now I want to say, Chairperson, to be honest with you, why are we going to sit in this meeting and give a presentation, and they've got a lot of documents here. I don't know when are they supposed to come back to give us the rest. If they are saying go ahead, when are they going to come back to give us the rest? Thanks, Chair.
I just want to emphasize that I agree with them, but certain cleaners of submitting documents, either they or documents are not properly in a very orderly way. This is a cleaner, but I'm not going to show you today or overnight. Yeah. And the request is that please don't lie on that. Okay, so my request once more is that if they make a preliminary presentation, at least that introduces the whole issue to us. And I'm also agreeing that we can't continue today. The question is that we don't know when next they will come. I'm sure after the first presentation we can decide when we want them back. Depending on how the presentation goes. But I think, Chair, you've had all views, pros and cons, and you should make a ruling, because otherwise the whole process will be consumed by this debate, which I think is a very big and important debate. But by now I think all of us are very much on their mind.
Thank you, Chairperson. first of all, I would like to apologize. I've already informed the secretary to be late. But I just want to highlight that really I'm very much disappointed. Thinking that I'm late, the meeting has already started from 9 o'clock. It's already 10:30. The committee is still discussing the document. Really, seemingly we forgot what was the reason for us talking here. Are we saying for 1 hour, 30 minutes with the department, we are doing judgment for ourselves, even for the people who are outside the society, the community, for not doing what's supposed to be done? Chairperson, if I know, I may not be wrong, I myself and Honorable Lamont, we propose that during the December, the department must go back and come up with a clear document so that we can finalize the problem. I would highlight my disappointment if at this moment you are still, you know, discussing the same problem. Chairperson, we wouldn't be doing the justice for our people if this department, we allow them to discuss only one document. Hence, we are not sure that that document is complete or incomplete. I went through it, I've got some reservation with it. There's a lot of questions. So I propose to Chairperson, let us do the right thing at the right time. Let the department go and do their work so that at the end of the day, we must be able to have what is going to work for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. First of all, I also want to apologize to the members for the late submission of the document, which I think is not acceptable. I think the department should have done what was requested some time ago by the committee. But I also want to say there is a lot of work, Honorable Lamola, that this department has done since our last meeting. Secondly, you will remember that as part of this turnaround, there have been disciplinary action that has been taken. There are a number of officials that are suspended. We do not have a DG as we speak. We have just finalized interviews and submitted to cabinet a consideration for a new DG. We did not have a CFO. We have just finalized interviews and we are in the process of appointing a CFO. So a lot of work has been done. We are in the middle of a serious threat of gender-based violence, and the department has been out there with limited resources and human as well as financial resources. We have been busy on the wage bill, and all that has taken away. The DG has been involved in the disciplinary action, in the disciplinary hearing, because also we did not want people sitting at home for 2 years when they are being paid by the department and are not coming to work at the expense of the taxpayer. So all that work, I'm not apologizing or giving excuses, but I'm just saying to members, let's give the department the opportunity to go through this. A lot has been done, including putting in place the structure as per recommendation of the AG, including employing those people and setting up controls in the department. All that is included here. We will welcome suggestions and the weaknesses that members have seen in the implementation of the turnaround. And that will assist us because we're going towards the final phase, which is end of month. Yes, which is end of March. So the phase two. So that members can see exactly where we are, what has been done. We also have that shows exactly the improvement that has been made by the department. So I'm saying, for me, yes, we wanted a succinct and clear document, and for me this was a clear document which actually shows the improvement. As you can see here, we were all rates going down. There has been a lot of improvement, and I thought that is what members would really like to hear. And the strategic, the M&E monitoring and evaluation, that is almost finalized. There was only consultation with department, which has taken place last week on Friday, and also with members here, which we thought we would then be able to finalize once members have made their input, but also with the main spending strategy. Those consultations have been done with various departments, and we thought we would bring this to the members so that I can sign off on those certificates. So I would like to plead with the chairperson, apologize also on behalf of the department, but also say that a lot has been done, and we really wanted to share this with the portfolio committee. Thank you, Chair.
Northwest, half of the people there, they know that I'm in this portfolio committee. But Everybody is complaining about the department of us. Each and everyone. I don't want to say even. I don't say my party. I say people in the Northwest. There's something wrong with the department. And unless that thing is fixed, this is not the first time that the minister has been saying, please let them go on and. But it's a recurring dilemma. So with due respect to me, please, just go and let out your. I don't know whether the officials are doing this or is there somebody who is instructing them to do what they're doing. But to me, they look like. We are beginning to doubt that they are really making this document or somebody else telling them to do this and not to do that and cancel that one and do this one. So they give us a lot of suspicion. So please, with due respect, let's go back and get out of this one. Thank you.
I think I've got three last hands. I'll do Honorable Ketana, Honorable Kitakin, and Honorable Panameve. And you have a very, very last one, and then I'm going to take it away.
Thanks. Not just for my own personal thing, my consolation is that the minister is there. You see, when people can't perform, unfortunately, you can only tell that they can't perform after you've employed them, after you've given them the chance to do what they are supposed to do their objectives. It's only at the end, and if a performance day, you should also try and take them through and then you can. So it is only after that process that you can say, and because I've failed, I've got to try other people. In other words, get rid of the people that can perform. If you try to give them a learning process that they can learn and get new people. Now the minister is saying to address that in the attempt to get new people. For me, indeed, that's the best that anybody can do to cure a situation like this. That is what I say to members, and I also try and humbly appeal to members that if you could remain, because when the presentation is made, you can raise issues, which means when they come for the second day, they'll come with an improved presentation than what they are going to. If you go away, they are losing the opportunity of getting your input into the first presentation, which must be improved when we come for the second time. Not because we can see there's an effort to cure an illness. And doctors also try tablets if they fail to give you different tablets. It is just an effort from the ministry to cure the situation because it has been there for a long time. This thing of documents. If GG can't do the right thing, at least they are getting us new people who will hopefully do the right thing. But in this case, finally, you've given us time to debate the issue, you said the merits and demerits, and ultimately, otherwise, we'll be here until 1 o'clock debating the same thing. You should give the room.
Don't allow other people to talk after me.
Make a suggestion. I think the amount of documents that I hear, and I think other people have said it as well, there's one specific document that speaks to the goals and the plans of the department that needs a workshop. Would it not be prudent for us to see where we can find a day to spend with the department? Because I think these issues are such weighty nature that I don't think we can even give it any, you know, time and the time that it needs. It doesn't need a 9 to 1 meeting. I really think as people who are concerned about this department, who want to help the minister in this department, we need to look in our schedule and find a Friday or whether it is a Tuesday that we sit with this department from 9 to 4 so we can workshop these documents. I think there's one document here which will probably take us a few hours. And if we really want to be on the level with this department, I really would suggest, and this is my humble submission, my 2 cents worth, that we find a day that we can actually sit with this department from 9 to 5 if possible.
I just want to say to some of the honorable members, well, I think I have gone out of my way to come to this committee to report all the ills of this department. I have shared the outcomes of the investigation. I have shared the outcomes of the Auditor General's report. I have shared the action that we have taken. Now, if Honorable Shefele is saying people are suspended, people are in hearings every day, I'm not aware that this is every day. We did it once, we did an investigation, we acted on that investigation. Unless Honorable Members are saying we must not act on corruption, unless Honorable Members are saying we must allow those people who are corrupt, after finding by the AG, we must not act, then honorable members must tell us that corruption in the department must grow. Also, I agree with honorable fundamentals. We may need a day to workshop some of the strategies that are here, but honorable chair, I think the honorable members will benefit from gaining and seeing what the department has done, and also making their own input so that whatever date is set for the department to come back, then the department can answer all those questions or guests that are outstanding for honorable members. But for the portfolio committee to say the department has come here, the department has prepared a document, I'm not saying all the documents must be tabled today, but I think that one, and maybe the MLE and mainstream up to the members, those can be presented, and honorable members can raise those questions. I'm sorry honorable Lamula is not here, because tomorrow when we debate in parliament, she will ask questions that could have been answered in this presentation here today. So I just want to say to the chairperson, I do apologize on behalf of the department, but I'm not apologizing for acting against corrupt officials. And I think, honorable members, we have speeded up these disciplinary hearings. These people were suspended in September. 3 or 4 of them have been fired. We are finalizing this hearing, so that we can employ people that can actually do the work. Thank you.
Chairperson, I think the minister is not doing justice. It's not going to be there. She's requesting that they must go ahead with this presentation. How many minutes will it take? They are going to present. After that, we'll have questions. How many minutes will it take? That doesn't mean we're really just sitting here for nothing. For me, I still maintain, let the department go back. And even take a day or two and come back, prepare, Chairperson, please. Or else, really, if the department will go ahead, then I will be out, and I will be maybe one of Abadaban Azuya's good work department in the city. Because I don't see myself sitting here and for 2 hours or for an hour. Then that will mean it's many more kingdom. Please, that is what I would say the land, but you have to tell the way. I'm not going to work with you, but I'm not.
Honourable members, I'm not taking any more hands. I think I'm going to invite to make a ruling to say that we unfortunately not going.